Blog Talk Radio. been too high, but you have seen him from your side. To walk upon this guilty side and to become
I feel the presence of God. Amen. This is a Sunday morning church on a Friday afternoon with Pastor Barbara Burris. Amen. The Spirit of Truth broadcast. I lift God up. Amen. Knowing that He is my God, my Lord, and my King. Amen. My thought is coming out of the book of Isaiah. We all need a thought to meditate on each day. Each day. Don't let a day pass by without meditating upon his word. Isaiah 51, it says, "Hearken unto me, ye that follow after righteousness. Ye that seek the Lord, look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and unto the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Hearken unto me, O my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation. For a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and mine arm shall judge the people. The isles shall wait upon me, and on my arm shall they trust. Father, we thank you for the thought of the day. Amen. I give you glory, God, because you are worthy to be praised, lift up, and recognized. Amen. During this Easter season coming up, I'm asking that you would move by your spirit and bind up the works of Satan, because he is a defeated foe. Lord, I look unto you, who's the author and finisher of my faith, and I ask that you would add a blessing to the word, amen, the message that I have for the people today. I repent for my sin of my children, and I give you glory, God, and I thank you for what you're doing and what you're about to do in Jesus' name. I give you praise, God. I give you praise, for you are truly the Lamb of God. I give you praise, God, amen. I give you praise because you saved a wretch like me. I give you praise, God, because you allowed me to see another day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing and what you're about to do. Amen. Thank you, Lord God, for saving those that need saving, delivering those that need delivering, and healing those that need healing. In Jesus' name, I ask you to add a blessing to the word. In Jesus' name. Saints, I'm going to play another song, and then I want to tell you before I start this song, after this Easter holidays, you really, really, even before the Easter holidays start on the 12th of, it's a few days away, and you really, really need to just focus on Christ, amen, and getting your life straight and trying to be all that he has called you to be. Because I'm telling you, saints, we're nearing the end. Now, I won't sit up and prophesy to you and say Christ is coming on a certain day and you got to get yourself ready on that day and blah, blah, this. And I won't tell you anything that's out of the will of God. But I'm telling you, with the world system and what's going on in the world today, you're going to need God to make it from day to day. You're going to need him to bring you out of situations with your children, with your husbands, on your job, with your finances. Because many people in the times past have sold their soul for a morsel of bread. This is not a compromising living. It's either God or either the devil. And it's either God today or the devil today. Because every day you're going to be challenged with something. So you're going to have to choose ye this day who you're going to serve. There are going to be a lot of major world issues that are going to occur after Easter. And I can't go into detail and tell you everything that's going to happen. But I'm going to tell you this one thing. Amen. Don't accept the mark of the beast. Don't accept Satan. Amen, because Satan's kingdom, his dark world, will come down. All that he's tried to establish on earth will be destroyed. God is coming back for a church without a spot or blemish. We must live holy. That's the whole key. Holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. No man shall see the King. No man shall see God. Amen, because the spirit man, 2 Corinthians 7, verses 1, must be cleaned up. Now I want you to listen to this. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. Jesus, blessed Savior, is worthy to be praised. All over the world, before Jesus came on the scene, God had looked for someone to stand in the gap. And no man on earth was worthy. He could not find anybody worthy to stand in the gap for us and to die for us so that our lives could have a right to live, amen, beyond what Satan had done. But Jesus told him, amen, Father, I go. Amen, and my thought, amen, and my message for today is merciful and faithful high priest. We are right at Easter, amen, and Christians deem this as a commemoration, amen, of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The day in which this feast is observed is the first Sunday following the full moon that occurs on or next after the vernal equinox, amen. And a lot of people don't understand, and they don't know that Easter egg hunting and all this cracking of the eggs and all the Easter parades and all this stuff that we do in the churches is not Easter. It's Easter in essence to the pagan belief, but our Easter should be based up on the Passover, amen, and Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. And so we don't really, as Christians, have the terminology of Easter, but we made ourselves to have that. Amen, from years ago. But Easter is a pagan, basically a pagan worship time. But we picked it up as Christians as being a time for Jesus Christ. So it's acceptable, and we go ahead and we live in what we believe and go ahead and do what is right toward our Lord and Savior. And merciful high priest is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who died on the cross for us, amen, so that we might have a right to the tree of life. In the book of Hebrew, chapter 1, 9 through 18, verse 17, wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made unto us his brethren, that he might be a merciful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make a reconciliation for the sins of the people. We that are Christians have learned that death reigned from Adam to Moses, and that we had to have a high priest that was guilt-free to make a sacrifice for us. Under the Levitical priesthood and Moses' laws, the priest would kill the lamb and the sacrifice to God often, and this did not take away our sins. For the Bible states, every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sin. But because these priests also carried sin in their members, was never totally qualified to become a permanent high priest. Jesus, on the other hand, knew no sin and had no guile in him, went forth to please God by offering himself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Father. Christ did not take the glory from the Father in holding such a high office, but went on to become the Son of God. He came to the earth in the same order as Melchizedek, the king of Salem, and he became a merciful and high and faithful high priest, amen, forever, just like Melchizedek. He knew no sin. Isaiah 52:14 and 15 and 53:1-12. As many as were astonished at his visage, was marred more than any man, and his form more than the son of man. So shall he sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouths at him, for that which not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider. Who had believed our report, and who is Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and a root out of the dry ground. He had no comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief, and hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned, everyone to his own ways, and the Lord had laid on him the iniquities of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and a sheep before her shears. Amen. Amen. As a one that was dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? I speak today as a pastor and a prophetess. I declare Jesus' generation, and it is the spirit being. The spirit being is the last entity, amen, that will be on earth, amen. And we as the body of Christ need to be developed to be spiritual, amen, to be spirit beings, to be Christ-like, amen, because the Bible say they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, amen, and we must be totally developed. Our spirit man must be developed. We must have, amen, the image and the likeness of our Father God, amen, who created us, amen, Jesus Christ, who stood in the gap and created us from the very beginning, for he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, my God, neither was any deceit in his mouth, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He had put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. Amen. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travailing of his soul and shall be satisfied. By the knowledge shall many righteous servants justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. And then the Bible say, and therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoils with the strong, because he had poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the transgression, and he bare the sins of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Jesus was born to suffer for our sake. What a merciful and faithful high priest. Amen. And remember, I told you that's my topic, a merciful and faithful high priest. Who could do this but Jesus Christ? Amen. So as Easter come forth, we need to understand that Jesus is a merciful and faithful high priest that was willing to go all the way to the cross. Are you willing to go all the way to the cross today? Are you willing to pick up your cross and carry it, amen, and suffer like Jesus suffered? Or are you going to put it down when trouble and situations come and occur in your life? I tell you today, Satan, it's a defeated foe, and if you stay with Christ, you will make it. Saints, we are nearing the end. And like I said earlier, I'm not going to prophesy to you, but there's going to be a lot of events that's going to occur, amen, in the near future. And if you're not ready and you haven't prepared yourself, amen, and prepared your seeds, amen, to be ready, and their seeds to be ready from the third and fourth generation all the way down, and whenever Christ comes, those seeds will be ready. That means that we have made a mistake and failed, amen, Christ and God, amen, in the endeavors that he has put forth to bring us into salvation. There were four principal religious sects that resided in and around of Palestine in Christ's days. They were the sects of the Pharisees, scribes, Sadducees, and the Essenes. I don't know if you've ever heard of those. The word of Pharisees come from an Aramaic word meaning separated. They were the most legalistic group among the Jews of that time, and probably originated in the early part of the second century before Christ, after the close of the Old Testament. They kept themselves aloof from Gentile contamination as far as possible from all the customs of the Gentiles around them. Orthodox in their doctrines, strict in their obedience to the law, they were merciless toward those Jews who were not so strict. The scribes were what we might call the secretarians, the secretaries, engaged in the copying of various portions of the scripture. Ezra was the first of this order, Ezra 7 and 10. Their life was spent in the study and the interpretation of the laws. Amen. Never getting it right, but they was always trying to interpretate how the laws should be. And later traditions that they had grown up around, amen, concerning the laws. With the cessation of prophecy after the return from the exile, the scribes were looking for the scriptures was concerned to interpret them the correct way, amen, concerning to the will of God. They not only opposed Jesus, but later participated in the persecution of Peter and John, Acts 4 and 5. No, these emissaries did not say that Christ, amen, and his disciples had transgressed the laws of Moses, but the tradition of the elders. They was looking at the tradition, not concerning the laws. Amen. The Pharisees were conservative, and the Sadducees were modest. And it seemed certain that the Sadducees were the old priestly parties who intent was on protecting their conservation, their being conservative, their way of life, their way of thinking, against the innovation of the Pharisees. One was excessively zealous, the other was moderate in religion. The one was strict, the other was easy in morals. The one was excessively and intensely Jewish in feelings, the other one was open to the influence of pagan civilizations. These different sects sought every opportunity to find a reason to discredit Jesus. Amen. They tried to trap him in words and the laws of Moses and the many miracles he performed. Despite of the many tests and trials he had to suffer, he went around doing that what was good. Amen. Towards humanity. He learned obedience by the things that he suffered. We are a three-part being, body, soul, and spirit. Our spirit man, as well as our flesh man, had to go through a process of being cleansed, 2 Corinthians 7 and 1. Having, therefore, these promises, dearly beloved, let us clean ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Our spirit man must perfect holiness in the fear of God. If we're going to live for God, we might as well go all the way. Ain't no use to half-stepping. Jesus knew that the spiritual wickedness had invaded the lives of the Jews and us. In order for him to be the king and high priest, he had to become an example of a merciful and faithful high priest. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Being a high priest, Jesus' purpose was to teach us the perfect will of God. He taught us how to live holy. Amen. He taught us spiritual as well as moral values. Amen. He taught truth on how not to destroy what we don't understand. A lot of us, we kill out the ministers and the teachers and the prophets that come before us because we don't understand what they're saying. We don't believe what they're saying in the word. And all they want to do is keep you from dying and going to hell and keep you so that you can go through the next level. He wanted us to have mercy on people and show perfect love and forgiveness. We don't want to forgive today. We don't want to have perfect love. Amen. Instead, we kill out what we cannot understand. We as humans always look to find fault. Amen. We find fault in a person before we look for anything else. We try to critique people out before we look for the good. We'll look for the bad in a person. In other words, amen, Jesus, our merciful high priest, amen, showed us an example of holiness, amen, and righteousness and truth. The Pharisees and Sadducees were going, amen, about trying to establish their own way and their own doctrines and their own way of doing things, and they tried to do literally pass judgment on Jesus Christ. He also showed us it is a cruel thing to be rejected, scorned, talked about, and denied. Amen. That's what happened to him. And then it went on to let us know, amen, concerning the Beatitudes. Amen. Blessed. Amen. And blessed. And that's found in Matthew 5 and 3 through 11. Amen. And we need to know how to bless instead of cursing. But we want to curse our sisters and brothers. She ain't going to make it. Speaking words of negativity. But we have a merciful and a faithful high priest who died on the cross for us, amen, and that interceded for us, that we wouldn't have to listen to the things of negativity and the will of Satan, but could go on bearing our cross, amen, standing up for God and being what God has called us to be. Because he died, amen, his son died on the cross for us. The Jews wanted a king to help them fight a physical battle. Amen. They were tired of being oppressed and denied rights to their livelihood. Our livelihoods is at stake even today because of what Satan has done to a lot of us. He's messed up our minds, our thoughts, our wills, our emotions and reasoning and logic. Amen. He messed up a lot of us, amen, by causing our children to suffer and we turn our backs on God. But I'm telling you today, saints, don't turn your back on God because of these things. If you hold on, the merciful and high priest who died for you is able to resurrect you up just like he was resurrected. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Amen. They wanted the rights to practice their religious beliefs freely. That's what the Jews wanted. Amen. And that's what we want today. But, amen, all over the world, you got all kind of religious beliefs. Amen. But we as Christians are totally different. Amen. And like I said, we are celebrating Easter, but Easter is a pagan word. Amen. And it was deemed for paganism. But because God went on and allowed us to celebrate in reference to Jesus Christ, amen, we give honor to Jesus Christ, who is the merciful and faithful high priest, and obtained the land and not to be controlled by governmental laws like King Herod, amen, had tried to establish. Although King Herod built an elaborate temple for the Jews, he went on to have many Jewish boys killed, amen, after the birth of Jesus Christ. That's why you hear the Bible say, out of Rhema, amen, there Christ one that's crying, weeping for her children that were not, amen, and that was Rachel, amen, and she was crying for her grandchildren, great-grandchildren who Herod had killed, the Benjamin's seed, so that he could try to get to Jesus Christ. He killed out so many of Benjamin's grandchildren. They were made subject to pay outrageous taxes. In the world today, we are paying outrageous taxes. Taxes were created for various purposes, but in all essence, it is on the highest and is one of the highest forms of governmental control over people today and their livelihood. They thought that if Jesus would become the king, Hallelujah. They could obtain that permanent release from being enslaved by the system. We are enslaved by a system today, amen, that's governed, amen, and making mistakes after mistakes after mistakes. And this just didn't happen today. It happened from the beginning when Satan tried to farm his one world government in the Garden of Eden. Amen. He took over this world in essence as being the God of this world. So the systems are ran by him. Every prison that there is ran by Satan. It's not established for man's good, but it's established to tear down the characteristics of a many people, be it white, black, or any other color. It's raised to tear down and destroy people. The sickness and the diseases that we have, this is a system that Satan has did, amen, to try to destroy people's, God's people at an early age or at an old age so that they wouldn't focus on God but focus on the issues and problems. Our financial problems, our children problems, drugs and alcohol, sorcery, witchcraft, all of this is a system that Satan has put in the earth realm in order to destroy God's people. What we have a merciful, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, high priest that is able to go in, amen, once and make a sacrifice and destroy the works of Satan. Jesus asked the disciples, whom do men say that he was the Son of Man is? Amen. Some said that he was John the Baptist. Some said Elijah. Others said Jeremiah, amen, the prophet. So Simon Peter answered him after he had asked, whom do ye all say I am? You are Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus went on to say, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonas, for flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but Jesus' Father, amen, which was in heaven. Jesus said to Peter, meaning Petros, a man of rock, on this rock I will build my church, and it is impossible, amen, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, amen, for the gates of hell to prevail against it, amen, it is possible as already admitted to assign an intelligible scripture meaning. Amen. Jesus didn't have to go out of the realm to look for, amen, the word ecclesiastic. Amen. It was already there. But we confess our presence from the old Protestant interpretation according to which our Lord's word to his disciples should be thus paraphrased. Thou, Simon Bar-Jonas, amen, art Petros, a man of rock worthy of the name Peter, because thou hast made the bold, good confession on the truth. Thou hast not confessed as on a rock I will build my church. And so long as it is it abides on the foundation, it will stand firm and unsatiable according to, as to the powers of hell. Hell cannot penetrate what God has already magistrated. Hell cannot orchestrate what God has already ordained. Amen. Hell cannot intimidate and manipulate what God has already set in order. Hell is a defeated foe. The gates of hell will try to prevail against the church. Gates mean the gates that stood for those who held governmental and administrative justice in Jerusalem and the surrounding cities in Palestine. Those principalities that were in authority, amen, and their powers, amen, with powers, amen, that they would go in and try to inflict their powers and rulership over the people, amen, and cause them to be afraid, amen, not only naturally but spiritually, so will not be able to penetrate, amen, the gates of hell will not be able to penetrate the will of God, amen, concerning, amen, thank you, Jesus, the ecclesiastic statement. In a governmental positions, amen, God, amen, takes authority and rulership over the churches, amen, that are of his. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. The Jews were oppressed by demons in governmental positions that could not be described or discerned or seen with the visible eye, but with the naked eye, amen, in the invisible realm, in the spirit realm, is the only way that you can see those demons. Jesus said he came to set the captives free and not to engage in a physical battle. He also wanted the Jews to understand that he did not come to get rid of the Moses laws, Moses' laws, amen, amen, that God had ordained, but to fulfill the laws, amen, amen, and to teach forgiveness and allow the fruits of the Spirit to operate in their lives every day, not just once a week, but every day. He could have gotten an army together and destroyed Herod and all the Roman people, but this would not have resolved the situation of the invisible forces that were causing not only their enemies to harm them, but caused them to sin out of fear. Jesus made himself a little lower than the angels and went on to become a merciful and faithful high priest by suffering and dying for our sins. By the grace of God, Jesus was willing to taste death for everyone. Not only the young, but the old, the white and the black, the Jews and the Gentiles, the Hispanics, amen, and the Chinese, all races, all creeds, all nations has a right, amen, to salvation through Jesus Christ being the merciful high priest. Jesus, amen, is our merciful high priest. When God created the heaven and earth and Adam and Eve, amen, one of the things that, amen, he did, he had the Holy Spirit and Jesus, who was an angel before coming on earth to assist with this creation. Jesus thought of the idea of the creation, amen, and he wanted to please and give his Father a gift. The Bible states we were created for God's pleasure. The Holy Spirit sharpened all, amen, and did all the work as far as the celestial and the terrestrial bodies was concerned. He began to shape them and structure them and regulate them according to the order and the word of God. After the fall of Adam and Eve, God being sovereign, he went on, amen, thank you, Jesus, and decided to go in and allow Jesus to come in as the merciful high priest and clean up the mess that Adam had made from the beginning, amen, of creation. Thank you, Jesus. In order for God to obtain, amen, thank you, Jesus, this knowledge concerning what Jesus had thought concerning giving God this gift, he had to see, amen, and test Jesus out. Just the way he proved Satan to be unrighteous, he even tried Jesus and proved him to be, amen, who he was, and found out that Jesus, amen, was truly the Son of God. That's why he bruised Jesus. That's why it was pleasant for him to bruise him, amen, in the book of Isaiah 53. We don't understand the mechanism of this here, but God is holy, and everything that's in heaven is holy. Jesus is holy, and he became the merciful high priest, not having any blemishes. Satan is not holy. He has blemishes in him, and everything that he did when he tried to take over God and his kingdom, God told Satan down and threw him down to the ground. Jesus said he seen him as lightning falling from the heavens and unto the earth. Amen. Meaning that Satan, amen, literally has no power, no dominion, authority over us, not less than we give it to him. And then when we give it to him, then he has caused us to do it in some kind of wrongful way, because he is a seducer of the brethren, like he did Adam and Eve. But I'm telling you today, saints, whatever you do, the merciful high priest has come into your life. Amen. And God had to prove Jesus to see if there was any evil in him, like he had found in Satan. Adam carried the likeness of God. He had all the attributes of God until the fall. After the fall, he acquired the attributes of Satan. Amen. The sin nature. No matter how God had given laws to the people, they would go in every time, amen, and sin over and over again. No one could stop sinning. Amen. So Jesus had to prove his innocency concerning the creation of mankind, and that what he did. Amen. Because Jesus, amen, created the good. He said, amen, when God created the heavens and earth, he said everything was good. That was good. Everything that he made was good. But Satan came and messed it up, and Jesus came and redeemed us back through proving, amen, that we have a right to the tree of life, and that there is good in mankind. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus had to buy us back from Satan. He had stolen our birthrights, our inheritance rights, and our rights to life. But when Jesus bought us back, he bought us back, amen, by paying a price, amen, on the cross. Amen. Judas had sold him for 30 pieces of silver. And that's one of the most cruelest things a person can do, to sell and enslave another person's life to be handed over to somebody. I tell you today, I hand every one of you over to Jesus Christ, who is the merciful high priest, who is the author and finisher of our faith. He is the one that can do everything but fail. The flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, but our spirits and our souls. Amen. That's the only thing that can inherit the kingdom of God. We had to become blemish free, just like Jesus, amen, by proving himself to be blemish free to the Father, amen. It makes us blemish free. We don't have to compromise with this devil. We don't have to settle for less with this devil. We don't have to go around the bush and do everything, amen, that we are big enough to do, and become like Adam and Eve, hide behind a fig leaf. But today I'm telling you, saints, amen, as we enter into, amen, Easter, amen, amen, the Passover is what it should be called, amen, the resurrecting of Jesus Christ, because when God seen the blood, amen, he passed over, amen, the Hebrews as they were in Egypt getting ready to leave out. And when God passed over, that means that the blood was on the doorpost. Amen. And he seen that, and he would not destroy. God don't want to destroy us. Amen. Because of our sins. Come back to Jesus before it's too late. Come back to Jesus while you still have a chance. That was a young man. Amen. And this man was offered a chance to repent for his sins and come back to Jesus before it was too late. And this young man told the pastor over and over, just about every day, that the pastor would talk to him. No, I'm not ready yet. So the pastor seen him on a Friday, and he said, man, you better come on in before it's too late. The young man said, oh, I might do it. He said, but what I'm going to do tomorrow, I'm getting in my boat and going out, amen, on the water, and get in my boat and just have me a good time and catch me some fish. The man told us that this young man, while he was out there on the boat, amen, drowned it. He didn't get a chance to call on God that we know of. So I implore you, I beg you, those that don't know Christ, come into him before it's too late. Don't drown in that boat, because in the boat, amen, is Satan. In the waters is Satan. Come to Jesus, who is the merciful and faithful high priest. Have a great weekend. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless. Thank you, Jesus. My soul delight in you, Jesus. I give you all the honor and the glory and all the praise. Bless your holy name, because you're worthy to be praised. Amen.